Doug Wright. Doug Wright, interrupting everything to cover breaking news. You'll hear it first on KSL News Radio.
So good to have you along on today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio. So many amazing things are happening today that we are trying to keep you right up to date on here at KSL News Radio, not the least of which, and I look forward to this each and every year. And as I mentioned, gentlemen, before we brought you into the studio, we really are honored here at KSL in general, but me specifically, that you would choose the Doug Wright Show to announce each and every year now for a long, long time. Who will be the guest performers, the guest artists at the Tabernacle Choir Christmas broadcast? And I'm so pleased to have the president of the Tabernacle Choir here with us, Ron Jarrett. Ron, thank you for being here.
Good morning, Doug.
And also the famed director of the Tabernacle Choir and the orchestra on Temple Square, bells on Temple Square, and the list goes on, Mac Wilberg. Thank you so much.
It's our honor.
And also, Ron Gunnell, thank you for being with us as well, assistant to the president of the Tabernacle Choir. And every year, I am just so anxious. And last year, when I found out for the very first time, by the way, in my entire career, that I was going to be able to interview the Muppets, and Elmo specifically, what a highlight that was last year. But I have to tell you when I thought, okay, the Muppets and the Tabernacle Choir, how is that going to work? And I'll tell you, it was one of the most charming evenings, just magical evenings. And although I loved each and every minute of it, the Count and the Tabernacle Organ was something I will never forget. And every year I ask you, collectively, I don't know how in the world you're ever going to top whatever it is, and every year you certainly do. And so perhaps we could set the stage. How long has this been in process this year, Ron?
Well, we started working on it right after Christmas last year. So we've been doing it for a full year now. And it's come about that we have six great artists that we're going to share with you today, and you will love this year's show as well.
We happen to have one of the artists on the line with us from London, if I understand it correctly. And Mac or Ron, whomever, Mac, maybe I could ask you to introduce us to this famed voice actor, actor of television, actor in movies. Who's going to be the guest narrator this year?
Well, we are very pleased to announce that the acclaimed British screen and voice actor, Martin Jarvis, will be joining us.
Martin Jarvis is on the line with us right now. And Mr. Jarvis, we are honored to have you here on the program with us today.
Well, it's wonderful to hear you, Doug. And as much as you may feel you're honored, and Ron and Mac the same, I feel very honored, very inspired, and extremely humbled to have been invited to be part of this extraordinary series of events. And it's great, actually, to hear Ron's voice and Mac's voice, and indeed your own. And I'm extremely excited about returning to the States. I live in California, but I'm here in England at the moment doing our mature performance in the theatre of The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. But I can't tell you how excited I am about coming back, and then pretty well immediately coming to you in Utah.
As I was looking at some of the amazing things you've done in your illustrious career, along with your wife, by the way, I was just, first of all, I love the fact, and I hope you won't mind me saying this, that we're talking to a fellow radio guy here. Your legacy on the airwaves has just been unbelievable, and voice work for television, voice work for video games, voice work for, you know, animated movies, and we've seen you on the screen in Titanic. I am just amazed at what you have accomplished in your illustrious career.
Well, it's very kind of you to say so. I don't think of it that way myself. I feel that I've been very fortunate to have actually been introduced to the world of radio, particularly the BBC world, at quite a young age when I was a young actor of 21, 22-year-old, and I was fortunate enough to sit at the feet of some of the great actors of those days, Michael Redgrave, Rafe Richardson, John Gielgud, and of course I was lucky enough to learn from all these wonderful talents and many, many other actors and producers and directors. And it's been fortunate for me that I've been able to not only perform on radio and NPR in America and BBC, but also to direct great dramas on both sides of the Atlantic. So very nice of you to say so. I love working hard, and I'm sure you've heard before, that the harder one works, it's often very nice to find that that's the luckier one gets.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I'm listening to this wonderful voice and that beautiful accent, and I'm wondering, Mac, what you have in store for this talent this year. And I always try to wheedle things out, and he never cracks. It just kills me. I set him up beautifully. I use all of my ploys, and he never, ever cracks. But I'm anxious to see, Mac, what you have in store for Mr. Jarvis and for the audience.
We have something quite wonderful planned that will certainly showcase the wonderful gifts of Martin Jarvis, as well as several other artists that we will announce in a few minutes.
You know, I think of some of the amazing voices you've had, both those who are wonderful, world-renowned singers, vocal artists in that regard, but also with the spoken word and the narrative voices. It is most remarkable. I'm going to ask Ron Gunnell, you know, putting this together and finding and actually coordinating this with a world-renowned artist like Mr. Jarvis, this is no easy task.
Well, we are so thrilled to have Martin join us. And Martin, I look forward to meeting you in a week or so in London.
Well, indeed. I think we have a tentative arrangement. We'll fine-tune it, won't we, a little bit.
We will.
But I know we can meet up. And I can hear from what you're saying that although both you and I have an inkling of the kind of thing that I'm going to be performing, we're not actually going to give it all away quite yet. Is that right?
That's right.
See, I always try to set everybody up so somebody will spill the beans. And obviously,
I hope somebody does.
Yeah, I always hope so, too. And for you, Mr. Jarvis, have you ever been to Salt Lake City before?
I haven't. I've heard all about it. My wife, Rosalind Ayres, who's a British actress and a director, made a film in Park City, Utah, called Christmas in the Clouds, under the auspices of a number of producers, including Robert Redford. And she came back with stories of its great interest, great beauty, and it was quite cold when she was there.
You know, I know, you know, London is magical at Christmas. I've never been there right at Christmas, but shortly thereafter when the decorations were still up and so on.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to find a place much more magical than London, admittedly. But I think you're going to be enchanted by Salt Lake City as well.
I believe so. And my dear old friend, Michael York, has also told me that I'm going to have a wonderful time. I know that he has been with you quite recently, and I'm very, very pleased to be doing not the same thing that Michael did, but something, shall we say, similar in presentation style and so on. And he said, you're just going to have a wonderful time. And I already know from the tenor of the messages that I've been receiving how warm and welcoming it's going to be. And also, of course, I know that Bryn Terfel, I never quite know how to say his Welsh name. I'm going to say Bryn Terfel. Wonderful.
Correct.
That's great.
Yeah. Very good, Martin.
And, I know he's been with you, and his ambition is to bring the entire Mormon Tabernacle Choir to London, to the Albert Hall. I think, actually, your choir has already been to the Albert Hall, but I think he wants to sing with them there. I'd like to do that in a place I have done recitals at the Albert Hall, words and music recitals, but also the Wigmore Hall. The only trouble about the Wigmore Hall, beautiful concert hall though it is there'll be no room for the audience because it only
seats
about 400.
That's right.
Well, speaking of the hall, have these gentlemen informed you as to what type of hall you'll be performing in here?
Because I've seen some of your television transmissions, I'm aware of the hall from just viewing the programs. I have a feeling capacity it's 20 or 21,000. Am I right about that?
That's real close. It is quite the hall. And this is a place you don't have
bigger,
to worry about size.
It's bigger than our new hall, the O2 Arena here in London, which I think only boasts 19 or even maybe nearly 20,000. So you're the leaders of the pack. And bigger, of course, than Epidavros in Greece, which I think is a mere 6,000. 600,000.
Yeah, a mere 600,000. Mr. Jarvis, I cannot tell you how much I am looking forward, and we collectively, not only here in the state of Utah, not only here in Salt Lake City, but throughout the Intermountain West, and people come from around the country to enjoy this great, great concert that is offered for free by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. We are so honored that you'll be joining us, and I'm looking forward to seeing the concert this year.
Well, that's so great of you, Doug. And as I say, I'm extremely honored to say back at you how thrilled I am to be coming to see you and to meet you guys and the wonderful people that is going to make it such a great experience for us as performers and for the audience themselves.
Martin Jarvis, thank you so much for taking time out of a very, very busy schedule. British screen and voice actor, and we're so looking forward to that. You know, every year, these three gentlemen that are here, and then Scott Barrick is also in there, the general manager of the choir. You guys really class up this show quite a bit every year. You know, when he started rattling off, you know, the people that have been here, I mean, we've had Tom Brokaw, and we have had, boy, I think of the names. I think of the wonderful performers that have been on this radio program because you're kind enough to make the announcement here with us. And I am going to, maybe I could ask Mac again, introduce us to the great vocal talent that we are going to be chatting with next.
Well, as the president has already said, we are actually welcoming six guest performers with us this year. And, of course, we've just spoken with Martin Jarvis. And so now it's a pleasure to announce the musical talent that will be joining us. And first of all, we are so pleased to welcome back an artist who recently appeared with the choir and the orchestra. And she was such a hit at that time. We thought it would be wonderful if sometime we could invite her back. And so we are pleased to announce that Laura Osnes will also be joining us for our Christmas concerts. And I'd also like to announce that we will be joined by four wonderful soloists from the Metropolitan Opera, including Erin Morley. And Erin grew up here in Salt Lake, and many would know her as Erin Palmer, and now Erin Morley, and Tamara Mumford. And Tamara also has a tie into our area. I believe that Tamara spent much of her early life in Cache Valley. And then we are also pleased to announce Ben Bliss, tenor, and Tyler Simpson, bass, who will be joining us.
What an amazing lineup. And Miss Osnes, thank you so much for joining us. And I'll tell you, ever since the Pioneer concert, it has just been rave reviews here in Utah for you.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Thank
Good morning.
You so much. I am thrilled.
Tell us a little bit about your experience during the Pioneer Days pre-celebration, obviously, but your experience here in the state of Utah.
Yeah, I had so much fun earlier this summer, and it was such an honor to get to sing with the choir and work with Mag and Ryan. I just had a ball, and everybody was so welcoming, and the state of Utah is so beautiful, and I loved it so much. So I am just thrilled and so honored to get to be asked back again for the Christmas concert, and now I'll get to be there in the winter. So hopefully it will be equally as beautiful.
Being here in the wintertime is just magical, and what the Tabernacle Choir, the orchestra on Temple Square, the bells on Temple Square, all of the great people at the choir, what they put together at Christmas time is nothing short of just magnificent. And
I have heard.
Yeah, I always fish for as much information as I can, and Mac always breaks out in a sweat, and he never tells me anything. But have you been having behind stage conversations about what will be performed? And in fairness, I guess we can't give away too much.
And I was going to say, I can be 100% honest with you and say that I haven't actually talked to Mac about it yet. We're chatting later today, so I really don't have anything to share because I honestly do not know anything yet.
You know, we have had some artists I remember we had an artist not long ago. He wanted everything to be happy. You know,
that's right. That's right. That's
Laura knows him very well.
That's Laura's friend Santino.
Yeah, we had a happy theme. So are you hoping for any particular opportunity, Laura?
Well, you know, Let's see. I mean, obviously, I'm sure they're trying to go for some sort of holiday theme happening, which I love. You know, I love holiday music. I love the holidays. It's a wonderful time of year. So, yeah, hopefully it will be a lot of, you know, moving, beautiful tunes that really kind of hit people's heartstrings, I think would be a beautiful thing to do. But, yeah, I mean, I love Santino's Happy Medley. I watched it on YouTube multiple times.
You know, that's the fun thing about what the Tabernacle Choir does. Not only do we have these magnificent live free performances in this magnificent hall in Salt Lake City during the holiday season, but it's also airs the following year on PBS. We end up with, and I've got last year's right here in my hot little hand, I've got the performance on CD and also on DVD. So these things live on, and everybody, even if you can't come to the live performances in Salt Lake City, enjoy them. And
yes.
The Pioneer Concert. Now, I should know this. Was that in the Tabernacle, or was it in the Conference Center? Because I was out of town.
It was in the Conference Center. Yes.
Yeah. So you have been in there before. That's one thing that I usually ask an artist. Have you ever been in this venue before? Because it is rather unique, isn't it?
It's huge. I think it's the largest venue I've ever, you know, had the opportunity to perform in, and it was definitely daunting to set foot in it at first, but having the orchestra and the choir there is actually very comforting. I'm like, okay, if you guys are all up here with me, I can do this.
Well, we are so looking forward, first of all, to the concert, but to have someone of your great skill and talent joining us and helping us all here in the Intermountain West and around the world celebrate Christmas, what an honor. Laura, thank you so much.
My goodness. Thank you. I am completely honored and so looking forward to it.
And we so look forward to seeing you. And this is the part of the program where normally we try to get the information as to how and when we can get our tickets. And there have been a few changes this year. So I don't know who would like to address that. All right, let's go to the president of I'm missing my signals here. Let's go to the president of the Tabernacle Choir. Ron, what's the lowdown this year?
Well, just as in years past, we'll have complimentary tickets available beginning as early as Saturday, the 24th, and they'll be available through Monday, November 2nd, through the random selection process. So people can contact the ticket office there at the conference center. We have some phone numbers we can post and will be posted on our website and different places like that, so people can contact to see the tickets are available. And we'll be offering two tickets per household this year, trying to bring more people into the conference center. And we're excited to be able to offer those again because it's a gift to the community from the church at no cost to our viewing audience.
You know, I think that's a great thing. In years past, we have offered four, but there is such an incredible demand for this. And maybe one of you would like to give us a little example. I remember when the number of people that wanted tickets, I think it was up around 1 million. That actually wanted them, Ron?
Well, David Archuleta was probably a good example of a large requesting of tickets. We had, I think, about 1,300,000 requests come in for that show. On the 24th this year for tickets, again, remind our viewers and listeners that it's at 12:01 a.m. To start that process. So If they try any earlier than that, they'll have a little difficulty.
So this is 12:01 a.m.
on the 24th.
That's a good day. That's my anniversary. Dee and I will have been married 35 years, and thank you for helping us celebrate that.
Yes,
congratulations.
Of course.
And we'll be there at the computer. First thing we do on our anniversary, trying to scope out our tickets. And one thing, too, that we might mention, all of the guest artists will be appearing on Music and the Spoken Word on Sunday, but sometimes there has been a mini concert afterwards, and this year I understand there will not. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, that is correct. We have been advised that we would like the brethren, the church, would like to ask us to keep the sacred nature of the Sabbath in mind as we programmed. And we felt that it was probably best that we not offer a mini concert this year. So we will do the spoken word as usual. We will have all of our guests and the choir and orchestra on the broadcast, and that will be the concluding activity for the day.
What a magnificent broadcast, too. You know, that has been. I've been in attendance at it, and I've also listened to it. And boy, talk about something that just renews that holiday spirit always, but boy, the broadcast after the performance in the Conference Center is always something very, very, very special. So we thank you so much for joining us, and let's remind everybody that last year's performance can be enjoyed again this year. And do we know when it will air on PBS? Do we know what the actual dates are? We'll find that out. I think Scott is going to ferret that out for us in there, general manager of the choir. And then also the CDs and the DVDs, when will they become available?
They are available now.
They are available now. All right. And I happen to be looking at the covers of it and seeing my Muppet friends now, and I can say that because, you know, I know Elmo personally now, thanks to you guys.
We all do.
Yeah, we all do. And what a character he is. But what a magnificent performance last year. Congratulations. We're anticipating just a marvelous evenings that will be there. How many people are likely to see this performance over the 3 days that we'll have it?
Well, it'll be certainly over 60,000 will see the show.
Yeah, and then if you count the spoken word broadcast, it can get up into the 80s.
80,000.
Yep.
Yeah. I know in the past, I think we've talked about 80, 85,000 people, not to mention all of the people that will enjoy it next year when it's out on DVD and CD.
That's right.
Ron Jarrett, thank you so much. As president of the Tabernacle Choir and the orchestra on Temple Square and the bells on Temple Square and all the great stuff, thank you so much for this gift to the community.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
And Mac, we've known each other for so many years, even back to the BYU days.
That's right.
And you know, the magic that you and so many others, you know, perform each and every year, it really is magical, and what a gift. Thank you.
Thank you for letting us be here today.
And Ron Gunnell, thank you so much, too. And, you know, maybe as you and I talk, it's not just the performers that we see. It's not just the choir members. It's not just the people with the bells. It's not just the people in the orchestra pit. It's not just the guest performers or Mac and the other associate conductors who are up there. What it takes to pull this off behind the scenes is remarkable.
We have an incredible crew as well that help us that never seem to get mentioned. We have a fabulous team that helps behind the scenes every year.
I know some of those folks. I know some of the people that are on the cameras. I know some of the people that are working the sound. I know some of the people that are behind scenes just trying to make sure that people are quote-unquote hitting their marks. Mm-hmm. And it is a remarkable effort. And you know who else is a real unsung hero at this event? The people within the Conference Center who so kindly and gently and with such a holiday spirit in such an organized and a safe manner welcome us into that amazing building and just make it such a special evening. So I can't thank you enough. And hey, Merry Christmas. Let me be among
Am I the first?
Merry Christmas from all of us to the Tabernacle Choir. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. And by the way, they have given us a few of the CDs and a few of the DVDs of last year's performance that we'll be giving away in the next several days here on the Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio.